They've been expelled.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Three school board members ousted in San Francisco by voters angry over more than just COVID policies. Fox's Jeff Manasso explains live.
Dave, the message from voters pretty clear in San Francisco as three school board members are recalled by overwhelming numbers, all fueled in part by a backlash of frustration of parents fighting to keep their kids in school. Siva Raj co-led the recall.
We're really gratified that we could channel that anger and frustration to something that is hopefully going to, you know, lead to a positive outcome. So for the school district.
Offensive and completely unacceptable. That was San Francisco Mayor London Breed's words last year when the Democrat called out the school board, saying members there were more focused on changing school names and progressive politics rather than getting kids back to class. Dave.
Jeff, COVID's been on the decline. Cases dropped 4 weeks in a row and are down again this week, but
the White House says now is not the time to ease up on the pandemic spending, asking Congress for an additional $30 billion. According to the AP, roughly $18 billion would go to vaccines and treatments, almost $5 billion for testing, $3 billion to cover the uninsured, and close to $4 billion for future variants.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The president has also just ordered the National Archives to hand over visitor logs from the Trump White House to Congress, continuing to reject the former president's claim of executive privilege, which he's lost in court trying to assert. Amid the probe into last year's Capitol riot, the House committee investigating has issued six more subpoenas related to Trump election fraud claims. The U.S. and NATO remain skeptical. Russia's pulling some troops back from the Ukraine border. Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv.
Russian-controlled state television is showing Russian forces pulling back. Military vehicles put on trains being taken away from Ukraine's border. And President Putin himself says he wants to pursue diplomacy.
Do we want war or not? Of course not.
America's listening to
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
FoxNews.com. Two sheriff's deputies are in recovery the day after nearly being killed.
This time, two Harris County sheriff's deputies wounded trying to subdue a man with a gun in Katy, Texas, outside Houston. Both will survive, but Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says it was close. One of them was grazed on the head.
By a fraction of an inch or anything, it could have been a fatal wound. Very lucky to be alive.
The sheriff upset because the suspect was out on bail from an earlier felony arrest.
Clearly something's wrong when we're seeing this way too often. We gotta reassess what's going on and make better decisions.
The deputies returned fire, killing the man. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Also in Texas, a man's been charged in Monday's shooting of a 9-year-old girl who had been on life support but died yesterday. Arlene Alvarez was sitting in the back of a pickup wearing headphones as her father drove when a bullet hit her. Police say the accused gunman, Tony Earls, had just been robbed at gunpoint at an ATM in Houston when he pulled his own gun out to try to stop the attacker but missed, hitting the girl in the truck instead. Alec Baldwin's being sued, along with others involved in the movie Rust, a wrongful death suit filed by the family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed when a gun in the actor's hand went off during production last year.
To hold the people accountable who are responsible and to seek compensation just and fair for Matt Hutchins and his son Andros.
Family attorney Brian Panish. Baldwin's attorney calls allegations that he was reckless entirely false. More Olympic hockey disappointment for the U.S.
For the third straight Winter Olympics, the United States men's hockey team failed to win a medal. Team USA was in position to advance to the semifinals today, had a 2-1 lead late in regulation against Slovakia. But Slovakia tied the score with 44 seconds left. In a shootout, the USA didn't score any goals and lost the game 3-2.
Fox's Jared Max. Late tonight, the U.S. women's hockey team plays Canada in the gold medal game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.